All right, let's get started. So today, the title of our devotional is called "You Can Trust God in Everything." And the verse we're going from today is Psalm 33:4, and that verse is, "For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does." You know, one of the great questions in life is, who are you going to trust? You know, the way you answer this question will determine whether you're happy or miserable, whether you succeed or fail, and whether you make something of your life or you waste it. Who always has your best interest in mind? Who will help you make decisions important to your life? Should you trust popular opinion? That may not be a good idea since it constantly changes. Should you trust celebrities with the latest trends? Absolutely not. Should you make critical life decisions based on what you read on social media? Again, absolutely not. Because just because it's online does not mean that it's true. So what about trusting yourself? The truth is, our emotions can lie to us. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? When we live by our emotions, we can be easily manipulated by other people and by our changing moods. If you're going to entrust your life and future to someone or something, you better choose someone who has your best interest at heart, knows everything, is perfect, that will never lie to you. That kind of limits your options to only God. No one is ever going to tell you the truth. They're going to shade it. They're going to spin it. They're going to filter it. They're going to make it sound nice. They won't tell you what you need to hear, but what you need to hear is the truth, because it is the truth that sets you free. Lies about yourself and others, the world, and how life really is only keep you in bondage. To be set free, you must have the truth. You know, as I've said many times, the truth will set you free, but first it makes you miserable. Remember the famous line in Jack Nicholson said, "You can't handle the truth." Well, that's probably true. We probably really can't handle the truth. We don't want to hear that most of the problems in our lives were brought on by poor decisions. We don't want to hear that it's our own stubbornness and ego and insecurity that cause the stress in our lives. But if you think about it, it's probably true. Remember, Psalm 33:4 says, "For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does." God settled it. God said it, and that settles it. Whether or not you believe it doesn't matter. God isn't waiting on your opinion to figure out what's right and what's wrong. If God says it, it's true. You can trust God always, and you can always trust God. Just be careful of who you're putting your trust in. Let's pray. God, we love you. We thank you. We thank you that we can trust you, God, and that you always, always know what's best for us. And the other side of that is that most of the time we probably don't know what's best for us. But God, we turn our life over to you. God, please guide us. Please lead us. I pray, God, that we live a life that brings you glory. I thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for being able to live in a country, God, where we can have a prayer call every Wednesday. There's a lot of places in this world that that's against the law. Thankfully, in our country, it's not. God, just please guide our country. Please guide each one of us on this call, God. I pray that we live a life that brings you glory. Thank you for this time together. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.